to get the best deal, then we can close that. Make sure, again, the council's tracking on that. We can also close a meeting to discuss security, personnel, devices, or systems. If we had weaknesses in our water or power systems, and we needed to talk about how we're going to ramp up the security on that, that could be, pieces of that could be a closed meeting, right? What the password is to get into the system, or if we were going to, you know, something that would offset our security, that could be a closed meeting. And then if we were going to discuss investigative procedures regarding allegations of criminal misconduct, we want to go into closed meetings. So there's not really a lot of other exceptions to that that would get us into a closed meeting. We cannot, in a closed meeting, we cannot approve an ordinance, a resolution, a rule, a regulation, a contract, or an appointment. So those are decisions, and that has to be made in public. You cannot interview a person to fill an elected position. We filled a vacant position with Jim Beckstrand a few years ago, and that was in an open public meeting. And I appreciate Jim and all the other applicants and the town council that went through that, because that was not a comfortable thing, but that had to be done in the open. And so whatever final action, those votes have to be done open and on the record. If we violate somehow a piece of the Open Public Meeting Act, a court could void the decision we made. They could come back and say, nope, you can't do that. And then whatever of that it unravels, that we own that problem too. So that's something we have to be super careful of. But if somebody wants to, let's say Camille, because she's sitting on the front row like a great student, if she's not happy with what happened in relative to a closed meeting or one of our meetings, she has 90 days to file that complaint. So an attorney general or a county attorney could take an action. If this affected Camille, she could be part of pushing that action, and a court could order us to comply and maybe undo some of those actions that were a result of our decisions. The Act does not prohibit the removal of any person from a meeting if the person willfully disrupts the meeting to the extent that orderly conduct is seriously compromised. So if Jess Peterson comes over and he is such a distraction that we can't have a meeting, whatever that, however that's defined, we could kick him out of the meeting. And again, that would be awkward. And honestly, I think if we had such a distraction here, that individual or group of individuals would probably not respond well if one of us said, hey, can you just leave? You're being disruptive. That would probably have the sheriff's office come and help us out. Right? I mean, that's what they're there for. So we have to do this training every year. And any questions on that? Any questions on the Act? We do this every year. Robert, this is probably your first time doing this with us, but... any questions or comments about that? Okay.
If you don't really want to keep those and read them, you can give them back to me and I'll file them back up here so they don't have to print them again. But if you really want to read it, that is just right.
Oh, hey, I made notes in mine. Let me hold on to that.
Well, which one was yours, Justin?
Yeah, one of notes in it.
The first one.
He was doodling.
I'll go through them. Sorry.
The only other thing, so that's all I had in administrative. For other business, let me open that up. Do we have anything else on other business? Anything we've missed? Anything we need to go back to? We are ending this fiscal year. It's coming to an end. It usually takes us a couple of workshops to figure out our budget. Um, And so I'm proposing that we have a subdivision public meeting coming up. I think we're going to have a WUI ordinance public hearing coming up. But we also need to squeeze in a budget workshop. And that budget workshop or workshops can be as long or as short as we want, right? Maybe we just want an hour one evening or an hour on a Saturday morning or something to get us started. Monica will give us the percent burn to date, right? That packet we've been seeing, and we can start penciling that together, but I think we need to start having some workshop type style meetings maybe in April and in May so we are ready to get, because we're going to have a public hearing, we're going to open that budget up, and we want to be prepared for that.
I'm going to get you each a budget worksheet in the next week or so, so you can kind of start looking at your, I'll highlight each of your sections so you can kind of see what you budgeted last year, what was spent, what projects you might want to, just so you can start getting that in your head.
Do we want to find a date in April to start? Maybe later in April?
No.
I don't really want to either, but I don't want to have to worry about it in June.
April 31st, maybe.
So, I've done this more than once, and we can schedule a day, and something's going to come up. The workshops we're talking about is our chance to go through line by line. Yep, I want to keep the same amount of fuel for the roads. I want to keep the same amount of fuel for the cemetery lawnmowers. I need to add a little bit more because of contract for electrical, because of what we have going on. But if you'll do some of that homework, that can come together quickly in that first and second workshop. But it's really a line by line. So we're prepared, we understand one another, and we're unified as we present that to the public about what that looks like. And we've had several project proposals that could impact expenses, right? A street light decoration proposal. Justin may get a wild hair and say, we want to dump a couple $1,000s or a couple $100s into a park beautification project. We may have cemetery signs. Like, we have some projects that have surfaced the last few months that we may need to figure out how that fits into our budget.
April 27th, Monday.
I won't be here that whole week.
And Tuesdays are off, right? You're, even with your new deal, you're still
well,
off.
I don't know what's going to happen to me. It's not good. So.
Well. How about, I'll do this. I will, let me send out a little, some proposals, and we'll pick one in April. We can post that, we can share that, that's easy enough. And I surprised you a little bit with that tonight, so I apologize. So let me send something out, and we'll try and work through what a workshop would look like. Even if we say we'll go 60 minutes or we'll go 90, whatever that is, we'll just limit it and end it at that. But we need to get some stuff from Monica. That'll help us maybe mentally wrap our minds around where we are and what that proposal looks like. Fair enough? Anything else? Justin, you want to make a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, no. No, I'm done making motions. Yeah, sure. Get paid overtime.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Oh, now I gotta change it.
I'll second it though.
All in favor. All
right.
Meeting's adjourned. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Like the name of it?
Yeah, for sure.
Monica, here's that bid from Hale.
Okay, perfect.